The Humatro Pen, HGH Delivery Device. A production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. The Humatro Pen is a device intended for the safe and effective administration of humatrope recombinant HGH therapy. The Humatro Pen pen comes in three sizes dependent upon the size of the HGH cartridge, 6 milligrams, 12 milligrams, and 24 milligrams. Although these three devices function identically, they are not interchangeable and require their own specific pens and cartridges. Who makes Humatrope Pen? The Humatrope Pen and Humatrope Human Growth Hormone are products created and distributed by the pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly. Who can use Humatrope? Because Humatrope is a form of human growth hormone replacement therapy, the prescription and use of the medication is only allowed for the treatment of the following medical conditions: pediatric human growth hormone deficiency, pediatric idiopathic short stature, and adult HGH deficiency. HGH injection therapy can also be used for the treatment of AIDS HIV-related cachexia, but the only form of human growth hormone indicated for this purpose is Serostim human growth hormone. How to buy Humatrope Pen HGH? The Conscious Evolution Institute is one of the best sources in America for HGH products such as Humatrope and the Humatrope Pen. If you are interested in this product, or recombinant HGH therapy in general, we can help you discover if you or a loved one is eligible for therapy. More Humatrope Pen information. In order to maximize the benefits and efficacy of treatment, it is vitally important to follow all of your physician's instructions with regard to proper technique and utilization of this HGH device. Not properly heeding advice could lead you to not receiving enough HGH, which could severely reduce the effectiveness of treatment, or could lead you to inject too much bioidentical human growth hormone, which could lead to symptoms of overdose. Under no circumstances should you change the dose that you administer either to yourself or to a loved one. If you change cartridge sizes, you will have to change your particular Humatrope Pen device to compensate. How to clean the Humatrope Pen? The Humatrope Pen HGH injection pen should never be submerged in water or alcohol, and lubricants should never be used. The appropriate means to clean the pen is simply to wipe down with a moist cloth. How to store the Humatrope Pen? After the Humatrope cartridge has been installed into your Humatrope Pen, the product is good for up to 28 days as long as it is properly taken care of. Keep your active Humatrope Pen device under refrigeration and no more than 46 degrees and no less than 36 degrees. Freezing will irreparably damage the product and should be avoided at all costs. Before starting the injection process, allow the Humatrope cartridge to warm up for 10 minutes. Injecting cold Humatrope can lead to uncomfortable sensations. The Humatrope product should not be allowed to rest at room temperature for longer than a half an hour, because this can reduce the effectiveness of the recombinant HGH. Finally, always remove the needle before storing. How long does a single Humatrope Pen device last? The Humatrope Pen has been clinically manufactured to be functional for as long as 3 years. It is important to keep a record of your first use of the device, so that you can stop using the product after 3 years. After this period has passed, you will need to acquire a new pen to ensure the effectiveness and efficacy of your Humatrope injection therapy. Humatrope Pen frequently asked questions. What should I do if I forget to perform an injection? Don't sweat it. It's okay to rarely skip a dose by accident. Just wait till your next injection is due. There is no benefit to taking multiple doses in a single day, and this can increase the risk of side effects. What type of needle does the Humatrope Pen use? The particular length and gauge of the needle depends on your specific needs. The ideal needles for the Humatrope Pen are pen needles made by Becton Dickinson and Company. These needles are not provided with the Humatrope Pen and must be acquired separately, may require prescription. Do I have to use a new needle each time? To prevent infection and preserve your health, it is imperative that you only use needles once. Replacing needles also ensures you don't clog your needle, and it helps prevent air bubbles. After using the needle, dispose of it in an approved container that is thick enough to resist puncture. Do I have to reinstall the cartridge with every use? No. Cartridges are intended for ease of use and provide a number of doses before they are used up. After installing the cartridge, you will not have to repeat the process until the current cartridge is completely empty or expired. Removing the cartridge after every use will likely cause you to lose doses of Humatrope over time. What if the Humatrope Pen label does not match the cartridge label? Before installing a cartridge, Always make sure that you are installing the appropriate cartridge for your particular pen. Your Humetro pen is designed to be used with a specific cartridge. If you install the wrong size cartridge, the device will deliver incorrect doses of medication. The cartridge that your pen needs is labeled both on the outer casing and the knob that controls the dosage. If my Humatrope is not colorless and clear, what should I do? If your Humatrope is not fully reconstituted after you have followed the steps appropriately, take the cartridge and slowly flip it back and forth between your hands 10 times. Bioidentical HGH is fragile, so it is vitally important not to shake. After 10 turns, allow the cartridge to rest for 3 or more minutes. Repeat the first step of the process another 10 times, and allow the cartridge to rest for 5 minutes longer. If the Humatrope still contains particles or clouds, call your medical representative and ask for help. What causes bubbles to form in the Humatrope pen cartridge? It is natural that the mixing process may leave some bubbles in the cartridge. Also, bubbles may form if you accidentally leave the needle in the Humatrope pen before placing it in storage. It is important to remove the needle after every injection. If a number of air bubbles are in the cartridge, repeat the initial cartridge setup process in order to get the bubbles out of the device. If there is a single tiny bubble in the cartridge, don't worry, this is normal, and you can avoid the bubble by following normal protocol. What if I am unable to fit the Humatrope cartridge into the Humatrope pen? In this case, the cartridge or pen may be broken or damaged. Slide the cartridge very carefully into the Humatrope pen and attempt to screw the cartridge into place. If this is not possible, call your prescribing physician and ask for advice. What do I do if the trigger resists when I try to deliver the Humatrope dose? There are a few different reasons why this may occur. 1. This may mean that you are dealing with a blocked needle. Replace the needle and try again. 2. Be careful not to depress the trigger too quickly, because this can make the trigger more difficult to press. 3. Also, your doctor may recommend using a larger gauge needle to make the injection process go more smoothly. And 4. If the inside of the Humatrope pen device becomes soiled, this may make the injection process more difficult. What does it mean when the dosage knob does not return to 0 milliliters after an injection? This likely means that your current cartridge of bioidentical Humatrope has been expended. Unlike some other devices, such as the Nordotrope and Nordoflex, it is possible to give yourself a partial dose. The number that is displayed on the dial represents the amount of Humatrope that you were shorted in your final dose. Talk to your prescribing physician about what to do in this instance, and simply dispose of both the empty cartridge and the needle. Under most circumstances, you will simply be told to hold off on the next dose until the next day. The next day, install a new cartridge and start the process all over again. Is it normal for Humatrope to leak from the Humatrope pen HGH device after my injection? It depends on how much liquid has leaked. It is absolutely normal for one drop to hang on to the needle after your injection. If there is more, then you may not have received your intended dose for the day. Under no circumstances should you administer another dose. Talk to your prescribing physician. In order to make sure you get the full dose, depress the injection trigger firmly for 5 full seconds. How do I know that I have completed the Humatrope injection process? There are 2 steps will let you know that you are finished with your injection. You have held the needle in place for 5 seconds with the trigger depressed, and the dosage knob reads 0 milliliters. Setting up a new Humatrope cartridge or replacing an old Humatrope cartridge. First things first, make sure you have the correct cartridge for the appropriate Humatrope pen. Next, make sure that your bioidentical Humatrope HGH is not expired. The human growth hormone solution in the cartridge should be both cloudless and clear. Never use expired human growth hormone of any kind, and never use damaged or broken HGH products. In order to connect the Humatrope cartridge, take the tip of the cartridge colored white and use it to nudge back the screw. Take the reconstituted Humatrope cartridge and slide it into place before screwing the pen and cartridge together. Keep this cartridge in place either until the cartridge is expired or empty. Prepping the needle for Humatrope injection. When you get a new Humatrope pen device, there will be a tab on the outside cap. Remove this tab and screw the needle carefully onto the pen without making contact with the tip. Take off both the inner cap and the outer cap. Retain the latter in order to take off the needle after your injection. Now turn the device upwards, so the needle faces the ceiling. Press down on the injection trigger for 5 full seconds. turn the knob to 0.2 milligrams, and continue the previous step until liquid comes out of the tip. This will ensure that air is removed from the cartridge and the pen. Injecting bioidentical Humatrope with the Humatrope pen. Once you are ready to deliver your Humatrope injection, turn the dosage dial to display the dosage that you have been prescribed. For example, if you've been prescribed 0.8 milligrams, slowly turn the dial forward until the display reads 0.8. If you turn the dial too far, slowly turn the dial back to the appropriate dosage. From this point, follow your prescribing physician's instructions with regard to proper injection protocol, including proper sanitation and injection site cycling. Once you have inserted the needle, press down on the trigger for 5 seconds in order to dispense the Humatrope medication. Look at the dial and ensure that the dose was injected in its entirety with a reading of 0.0. If the dial does not read 0.0, this means you did not receive a full dose and you will have to replace the cartridge upon your next injection. Under most circumstances, a single partial dose won't significantly affect therapy in any way. Properly disposing of the HGH needle. Place the outer cap back onto the tip of the human growth hormone needle. Then simply unscrew the needle and carefully replace the outer cap as instructed by your healthcare professional. Remove the cap needle by turning counterclockwise. Throw away as directed by your healthcare professional. Replace the pen cap. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you found this article informative, and we encourage you to visit our website for more information on health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.